Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside the OUR, a production of the Office of Utilities Regulation. I am Gordon Brown. Coming up in this program, join OUR's webinar on Wednesday, June 9, to hear of proposals for making regulations governing electric vehicles. View the video recording on OUR's YouTube page if you missed the live broadcast. In our Ask Lorna segment, have concerns with your cable TV provider? Who do you turn to for assistance? Find out more after this break.
The OUR is here to regulate on the public utilities.
Contact us at 888-CALL-OUR, the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR.
Welcome back. It's now time for our Ask Lorna segment. We get quite a few queries on cable TV matters. This one came from someone who wanted to know how to get back the cable TV channels that had been suddenly, without warning, removed from the list of channels in her subscription. It is the Broadcasting Commission that regulates cable TV operations. OUR's regulation within the ICT sector covers only internet and telephone services. Please, therefore, seek assistance from the Broadcasting Commission regarding this matter, as they regulate the subscriber television services sector. Electric vehicles, EVs, said to be coming as the next generation of automobiles for Jamaica. Or are electric vehicles, EVs, already part of the present Jamaican rolling stock of cars and trucks? What about EV charging stations? Who owns them? Will EV charging stations operate strictly under the laws used to regulate JPS? Can anyone set up an EV charging station for EV users to pay for that service? Where will new batteries come from? How will old batteries be disposed of? To find out, you are invited to join OUR's webinar, Creating a Regulatory Framework for Electric Vehicles, EVs, in Jamaica. What's needed? On Wednesday, June 9, 2021 at 1 p.m. local time. It's going to be on OUR's Facebook and YouTube pages. View the video recording on OUR's YouTube page if you missed the live broadcast. OUR's team will highlight major EV considerations in its just-released consultation document published on our website. It is titled Proposals for a Regulatory Framework to Facilitate the Penetration of Electric Vehicles in Jamaica. The deadline for your responses is June 22, 2021. In the webinar, we'll discuss aspects of the proposals, which includes, among other things, some advantages and barriers to EV ownership, business models for EV charging infrastructure, considerations for amendments to electricity sector legislation and policy to accommodate entrepreneurship, economic and environmental benefits from large-scale EV usage, potential impact of EV charging on the electricity grid, and proposed incentives to increase EV ownership. Consider this, listeners. In 2018, Jamaica had roughly 537,000 cars registered that used gas or diesel, in contrast to only 10 electric vehicles, EVs, registered. That was 2018 data. Many major motor vehicle manufacturers have announced a shift to manufacturing primarily EVs. This could result in an increase in EVs in Jamaica. But for the market to be successful, a proper regulatory and policy framework will need to be in place. So join the conversation and let us have your input. Read the consultation document on our website and send comments to evconsultation@our.org.jm. Watch OUR's webinar about electric vehicles on OUR's Facebook and YouTube pages to learn more. It's on Wednesday, June 9 at 1 p.m. Jamaica time. View the recording on YouTube if you missed the live broadcast. And that brings us to the end of another edition of Inside the OUR, a production of the Office of Utilities Regulation, regulating utilities for the benefit of all. Don't forget to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube page and watch our informational videos. I am Gordon Brown. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition.